If you have your Bibles, please turn to Luke chapter 8. We're going to read from verse 4 to 15. It's on the parable of the sower.
请大家打开圣经, 是路加福音 8章 14节 15节 撒种的比喻。
And I will read to you in English, and then Shiba will read to you in Chinese.
我们先用英文读, 然后我再用中文读。
Luke chapter 4 and Luke chapter 8 verse 4 onwards. And when a great crowd was gathering and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable, a sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. Some fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it. Some fell into good soil, and grew and yielded 100-fold. And he said these things, and he called out, he who has ear to hear, let him hear. Verse 9. And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones who on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience.
耶稣就用比喻说，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的被人践踏，天上的飞鸟又来吃尽，有落在磐石上，一出来就枯干了，因为得不到滋润；有落在荆棘里的，荆棘一同生长，就把它挤住了，又落在好土里，生长起来，结实百倍。耶稣说了这些话，就大声说：“有耳可听的。” 就应当听。门徒问耶稣说：“这比喻是什么意思呢？”他说：“神国的奥秘只要你知道，至于别人就用比喻叫他们看也看不见，听也听不明。这比喻乃是这样：种子就是神的道，那些在路旁的，就是人听了道，然后魔鬼来，把从心里。” 从他们心里发道得去，恐怕他们心里得救。那些在磐石上，就是人听到，欢心领受，但心中没有根，不过暂时相信，以至于遇见试炼就退后。那些落在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，走开以后，被今生的思虑钱财厌恶挤住了，便结不出成熟的子粒了。
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that, Lord, you would use me to speak your words.
亲爱的天父，就求你用我说你的话语。
And I pray for all who are listening would hear the word of God, not from me, but from you, Lord.
我也祈求神呐， 就让那些听我讲道的人听的不是我讲的，是你来讲。
And pray that Lord you would change our hearts to your word, Lord.
主啊，就求你改变我们的心，让我们诚实的在你话语中。
And we commit all this in Jesus' name.
我们把以下的都交在神的手中。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. This parable of the sower is a well-known parable of Jesus, and Luke 8 verse 1 had mentioned that Jesus was going through cities and villages proclaiming and bringing good news of the kingdom of God.
这个撒种的比喻是路加福音里面最有名的一个比喻。路加福音的八章一节开始是说呢，过了不多日，耶稣周游各城各乡传道，宣讲神国的福音。
And as such, many people had an opportunity to hear the gospel being preached, and many have decided to follow Jesus because of His word.
所以呢，就有很多人呢有机会能听到福音，也有很多人呢决志呢跟随主，因为他的话。
But there are also those who follow Jesus because of His miracles, because they think that He's a miracle.And also maybe because he's a celebrity.
但是呢，也有人在跟随耶稣呢，是因为他们觉得呢，耶稣能行神迹，或者呢，耶稣是个名人。
And right at this beginning, it already speaks to us as well, because we all who claim to follow Jesus must ask the question: Are we more interested to know what Jesus can do for us, or are we just interested to be with Jesus?
那么这一开始呢，就像我们问了一个问题：我们跟随主的人，那么我们跟随主是因为主为我们做的事呢，还是我们就想和他在一起？
Now, as we consider the parable of the sower, we will see that Jesus meant to use this parable as a way to show us that not everyone who hears the word of God responds in the same way.
现在呢，让我们想想这个撒种的比喻，我们就看到耶稣实际上是在用这个比喻告诉我们，每个人对神的福音的回应是不一样的。
In a more blunt manner, Jesus wants us to know that not everyone who follows him then is a true follower, and this is the same today.
或者讲白了，就是耶稣想让我们知道，跟随耶稣的人在那个时候并不是所有人都相信他，今天呢也是这样的。
How do we know who is and who is not?
那么我们怎么才知道谁是真心相信的，谁不是相信的呢？
Let us examine the parable.
让我们再回头看看这个撒种的比喻。
Now the parable tells us that there's a sower, and he went out to sow his seed, which is the word of God.
那么这个撒种比喻告诉我们，有一个撒种的人，那么他出去撒种，那个种呢就是神的道。
However, his seed fell on different grounds or soils, which produces different results.
那么但是呢，他的种子呢落在不同的地面上，那么结果也就不一样。
And each soil or ground represents a different condition of the heart.
那么每一种土地实际上代表了每一种的人心。
It represents a different response to the gospel.
也就是每一种不同对神福音的一种反应。
And it represents a different destiny.
也就是一个不同的结局。
Although there are four soils mentioned here, yet there are ultimately only two results.
尽管这里讲了四种土地，对不对？但是呢，结局呢只有两种。
Either it's good or it's bad.
好的或者就是坏。
Now let's talk about the first soil.
那么现在我们讲第一种土地。
Verse 5 said, A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path.And was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it.
那么，现在回到第五节，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，被人践踏，天上的飞鸟又来吃尽。
Now, as you have read, the sower would throw his seed in many different areas, directions, and when he sowed, not all the seeds that he throws will fall in the right direction, in the exact direction. Some would fall in different areas.
那么你在读这个里面会想象，那么撒种的呢？啊，撒种呢，它会对很多方向来撒嘛。我并不是所有的种子都会落在对的地方。
And in this first case, the seeds were thrown into a path that cuts through the field, the walking path that cuts through the field.
那么在这个例子呢，就是说有些种子呢落在这个啊小路上面，就是人踩出在土地里踩出来的路上。
And if you know anything about gardening or planting, you will know that this is a hard pathway where the seed will never had a chance to germinate.
你要是种过地或者弄过花园的话，你知道这种人踩出来的那个路呢是很硬的，那么种子呢在那从来不可能会发芽的。
What does this seed who fell along this path means?
那么这个种子落在这个路上又是代表什么呢？
It represents the heart of a person who is hard and indifferent to the gospel.
就是指人的心呢很硬，对神的福音漠不关心。
The gospel was preached to him, but because of the condition of his hardened heart, he will never believe the truth of the gospel and will never come to be saved.
尽管呢给他讲了福音，但他的心是刚硬的，那么他们就也永远不会相信福音的真实，也不会得救。
Jesus said this very clearly in verse 12 when he explained the parable, when he explained this first soul. He said, the ones along the path are those who have heard what? Heard the gospel. Then the devil comes and take away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved.
那么耶稣呢在第十二节呢就讲得很清楚，那些落在路旁的就是人听了，听了什么？听了道，然后呢魔鬼来把他们从把道呢从他们心中的给夺去了，捆绑他们心里的。
If you think about this is a very real and sad scenario among the hardened sinner, because the word of God never penetrates their mind, or even touches his or her conscience.
那么这个呢确实也是一个很真实的，这个也是很悲哀的一件事。那就是说有些很刚硬的那些犯罪的人呢，神的话语从来不会进入他们的心中，也不会有他们进入他们的良知。
Basically, it merely means that the gospel goes into one ear and comes out through the other.
也就是说，这个福音呢，一个耳朵进来，另外一个耳朵就出去了。
This happens everywhere, in every single church today.
那么在很多地方，在很多教会，这也是经常发生的事。
Or even happens within the family or within your friends.
也许在你家中或者在你的朋友之中也有这样的事。
Phil Reichen, who is a former 10 Presbyterian pastor, said, "Such a heart is not prepared to receive the gospel. Before God's word had a chance to do any spiritual good, the devil swooped down like an angry old crow to snatch it away."
那么这里有一位牧师，就是第十长老教会的一位牧师叫 Phil Reichen， 他曾经说过，那么这样的心呢是不配得到福音的。那么神的话语呢在他心中呢还没来得及去做任何的好益处，那这个魔鬼呢就像一个这个是乌鸦一样跑过来把那个种子就给叼走。
Let me ask you honestly，
那么我想很真诚地问大家，
Have you encountered such a person？
那么你是不是碰到过这样的？
Have you ever tried to share the gospel so many times with the same person, but yet he or she never shows any desire to believe?
你是不是曾经和一个人讲过很多的福音，分享了很多福音，但是呢，他从来没有显示出任何想要信的那个心？
Worse still, You know, there is someone who is constantly working against he or she, and that is the devil, who will do everything in his power to keep the person from thinking about God's word.
那么同样的，那魔鬼撒旦呢，他也会动用他的权力，使这个人呢不想神的话。
What does this remind us?
那这个让我们想起什么呢？
It reminds us that there's a great spiritual warfare that goes on wherever the word of God is being preached.
这是让我们想起这个属灵的征战，在任何地方福音被宣讲的时候，就会有一个属灵的征战。
Ephesians 6:12 reminds us that for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness.Against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
以弗所书六章十二节告诉我们，因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，原文或摔跤，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
It's telling you that every time you want to share the gospel with someone, every time someone preaches.
告诉我们，每一次当我们向别人分享福音的时候，或者福音被宣讲的时候，
there's an ongoing spiritual battle that our eyes cannot see.
那就有一个属灵的征战，尽管我们眼睛看不见。
And the devil is waiting to pound on those who those whose heart are hardened so that they may not understand the gospel.
恶魔呢就会进入那些刚硬心的人心中，使他们的心更刚硬。
It reminds us that we must continue to pray for those whom we share or preach the word with so that God's word may penetrate their hearts, because that's the only way.
告诉我们，我们要祷告，每次我们传讲福音的时候，我们要祷告，只有这样，他们的心才会软。
It's not my words, it's not your words, or it's not any great preacher's words that penetrates their hearts. It's only God.
不是我的话语，也不是你的话语，或者是任何有名的宣教士的话语，是神的话语才能进入他们的心。
Perhaps this soil may speak to some of your hearts, because maybe you think that I'm one of that person.
或许你现在也在有回应，你觉得你的心是不是也是像这头狐狸一样，我也是这样的人。
If you are troubled by this, ask God to soften your hearts so that God's word may convict your life, may change you before the devil stops you.
如果你心里不平安的话，那就向神祷告吧，求神把你的心软化起来。这样神的话才能进入你的心中。
Let's go on to the second soil.
我们现在呢，我们到第二种土。
Verse 6 said, And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away, because it had no moisture.
那么第六节这么说的，有落在磐石上的，一出来就枯干了，因为得不着滋润；有落在荆棘里的，荆棘一同生长，把它挤住。
You know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, all of us who likes gardening or likes planting stuff knows the importance of choosing the right soil to plant.
那么，如果你是种过庄稼地的，或者你在家里喜欢种一些花草的话，你知道这个好的土地是非常重要的。
If we choose somewhere that has good soil, the plant will likely survive and becomes healthy because its roots.Become healthy because its roots needed to penetrate the depths of the soil to get enough water and moisture.
那么如果我们选的那个地方呢是好土，那这个种的这棵树或者花呢，很有可能就会成活，而且很健康，因为呢它的根呢可以扎得很深，得到水养分。
However, if the seed is planted on rocky ground, as this second soil suggests, the plant will still grow.And sometimes grow even quicker, but it will not survive too long because the roots cannot receive enough water since the ground cannot hold moisture.
但是呢， 如果这种子呢是在啊、那石头很多的土地里啊种下去呢，啊、这种子还会发芽，但是呢，可能还一开始长得很快，但是它不能够存活很久，因为呢，它的根呢啊、得不到水，因为这个土地呢是没有水分。
What does this soil mean?
那么这样的土地又代表什么呢？
It represents the heart of those who are shallow and superficial.
那这也就是人的心呢，它是很空虚的，很空洞的。
Jesus explained this soul in verse 13. He said, "And the ones who are on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, fall away."
那么耶稣呢，在十三节就讲得很清楚，啊，那些在磐石上呢，就是人听到欢喜领受，但心中没有根，不过暂时相信，以致遇见试炼就退后了。
Now, all of you who are believers, if you think about this, when you first hear the gospel, there is a sense of real excitement in your heart because it changes your whole way of thinking because everything is so new, everything is so great, everything is brand new.
我们啊、是信基督的，那么你们想回想你信耶稣的时候，那个时候你肯定是很喜乐，因为你的生命都变得新的。
There is this emotional feeling inside of you that you just cannot explain because it's so different.
你的心里很激动，而且你不是太好解释，因为你确实觉得很不一样。
But we all know that emotional feelings are not sufficient to our faith.
但是呢，我们感情呢，啊，对我们的信心呢还是不够的。
Because emotions in each person cannot last forever.
因为我们的感情。我们的激动啊，不能够永远。
Let me give you an example.
我举个例子。
You know, in our culture today, in terms of marriage.
在今日的文化中啊，比如说婚姻。
We tell the other person I love you because there's this great feeling of love inside of me when I marry you. I love you so much.
那么我们会告诉。我们对方说我爱你，因为我们在心中确实在爱这个人。
What happens when you have this great argument or you have this quarrel between spouses and suddenly you don't have that love feeling inside of you anymore?
但是呢，后来呢，你们两个也争吵的时候，你们也许心中就再没有那个爱了。
Your emotions become angry instead of love.
那你那时候你的感情呢是很愤怒的，不是爱的。
What do you do then?
这时候你要做什
么？ Do you get divorced?
那你是不是就离婚呢？
Because this is what the culture tells us today. This is what the culture shows today.
当今的文化就是这么说的，啊，就这么给我们显示。
Because everything is about emotion. Everything is about how I feel. I feel great today, so I will do this. I feel love today, so I'll love this person. But if I don't feel love, I won't show any love at all.
那么今日的文化呢，就是我们干什么事呢，就是心里那个激动那个感情，我爱你，那我跟你结婚，但是以后我不爱你，那我就跟你离婚，我今天高兴我就做这件事。
And in this soil it tells us that it is easy to love Jesus when everything is well. It's easy to follow Jesus' word when everything is going well.
这个土地呢，也就是那种如果你一帆风顺的话，那很容易爱耶稣的。
But what if sufferings and persecution appears?
但是如果你是受苦的时候，受迫害的时候，那怎么样呢？
You know, there's a saying in English that speaks like this. It says, "Life is not a bed of roses."
那么英文有个这个说法，就是说生活呢不是像玫瑰一样。
It means that you know, life is not always happy and without troubles.
就是说呢，生活呢不是永远的幸福的，啊，没有啊问题。
Let me also give you an example. If you think about gold,
再举个
the material gold.
再举个例子，你在想这个黄金呢，这个金子。
How do you know gold is pure?
你怎么知道这个黄金是纯的呢？是纯金呢？
You put it to the fire.
那你要把它在火里炼。
So it is with Christians.
那么基督徒也是这样。
You know, trouble is the test of true Christian faith.
受苦呢是对我们基督徒的信心的一个考验。
All of us who claim to follow Christ must realize that we are following a suffering Savior, not a Savior who came into this world to enjoy His life, but came to this world to suffer.
那么，我们既然是跟随基督的，我们应该知道，基督来到这个世上是一个受苦的救世。
If you think that following Christ will lead you away from suffering,then we have been mistaken because the Bible is full of examples for it.
那么如果我们想我们跟随耶稣了我们就不再受苦那你肯定是错了因为在圣经中有很多这样的例子。
Let me just read you a few examples here.
那么让我读几段经文给你。
James chapter 1 verse 2 to 3 says,Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness.
雅各书一章二节三节是这么说的：我的弟兄们，你们落在凡试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。
And 2 Timothy 3:12, this is indeed even more difficult to read sometimes.
那么在提摩太后书的三章十二节，这个读起来好像更难懂。
It says, indeed, all who desires to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
不但如此，凡立志在耶稣基督里进前度日的，也都要受逼迫。
It doesn't say maybe you will be persecuted. It says will be persecuted.
他不是说你有可能受逼迫，而是说你都要受逼迫。
First Peter 3 verse 12 to 13。
在彼得前书四章十二节十三节。
Says, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice in so far as you share Christ's suffering.That you may also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed.
彼得前书的四章十二节十三节这么说：亲爱的弟兄们呐，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遇到非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
Now I want to make it clear in terms of suffering and persecution, not all of us faces the same kinds of suffering and persecution.
那么我想给大家说清楚，这个受苦、受逼迫啊，不是所有的人都要受一模一样的苦和一模一样的逼迫。
We all go through different forms of sufferings. For example, those who are in China and the Middle East, the Christians there may suffer physical persecution, but we may suffer a different kind of persecution today.
那么每个基督徒受的逼迫是不一样的。比如说在中东，在中国，基督徒所受的逼迫，很多都是肉体上的逼迫。我们这里人呢，受的逼迫可能是不一样的。
In our culture in America today, you can see that the culture is getting more and more hostile towards Christians.
那么在美国这个文化，它越来越敌视基督的文化。
We're not permitted to do many things in open air now.
我们在大庭广众中，我们很多事情我们现在不可以做了。
In some states, you can't even talk about God because you will be laughed upon, or you will be put to jail, perhaps, you know, because you are violating someone's rights.
在有些州甚至你都不可以在大庭广众中讲神，有神，因为呢，有些人就会说你侵犯了他们的权利。你也许会进监狱。
We see all of us go through some form of sufferings and trial, but only those who have roots will stand firm and be faithful to Him.
我们每个人都会受逼迫受苦，但是呢，只有神的话语在我们心中扎根的时候，我们才能够紧紧的跟随主。
How do we grow roots?
那么，怎么样在我们心中能够生根呢？
Only by having a deep understanding of Christ's saving work, His death on the cross and His resurrection from the grave.
只有我们在神的话语中，我们懂得了神的话语，神如何到我们中间，如何为我们受死，如何升天。
We must learn to be in love with Jesus and His word so that we can have the proper foundation to withstand any forms of trials and temptation and sufferings.
我们必须要爱主，爱主的话语，这样我们才有根基，才能够跟随主。
Now let me ask you.
那么我现在问你一个问题。
Do you have the roots that can withstand trials and temptations and sufferings?
那么在你心中有没有这个根？你能不能够承受住这个试炼啊？魔鬼或者魔鬼撒旦的引诱，你能不能承受住
？Let's go to third soil.
那么下面呢，我们再讲第三种土地。
Verse 7 said.And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it.
那么第七节怎么说呢？有落在荆棘里的，荆棘一同生长，把它挤住了。
What does it represent?
那么这代表什么呢？
This soil represents the heart of those who are preoccupied and distracted.
那么这个呢，就是代表一些人心呢，想的太多，而且很容易被引诱。
And Jesus explained this soil in verse 14. He said, And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who bear, but as they go, those who hear, and as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature.
耶稣呢，在14节讲得很清楚，那落在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，走开以后。被今生的思虑、钱财、厌乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒。
Jesus here mentioned three things that would choke the spiritual growth of those in this category.
耶稣呢在这里讲了三个例子能够把人给挤住。
These three things are like weeds in your garden.
那么这三种事呢，就像在你的花园里的杂草一样。
You know, again, you know, all of you who have nice lawn.Obviously, don't really want weeds to be growing on your lawn, right?
我们很多人都家里有绿草坪，那么绿草坪里面呢，你总不希望有杂草在里面。
You know, weeds compete with your plants for sunlight, water, room, and nutrients in the soil.
那么这些杂草呢，跟你的那个好草呢，在争抢阳光、水空间和那个养分。
And weeds generally grow faster than your plants, which is why if we do not destroy it beforehand, it will prevent your plants from growing properly.
而且呢，杂草呢，一般呢比你要种的东西长得快。那么，如果你不把这个杂草拔了呢，那你想种的东西呢也长不好。
The three weeds that are mentioned here are cares, or worries, riches, and pleasure in life.
那么这三个杂草这个举的呢是什么呢？就是今生的思虑、钱财和厌乐。
And Jesus warns us that they can become a source of distraction for anyone who desires to bear mature spiritual fruit.
如果我们想结出圣灵的果实，这三个东西使得我们不能理解。
Let me explain this.
那我解释一下。
One who spends his or her life worrying about things, about all kinds of things.You know, can easily occupy his mind with all the cares and thus have no time to pray or to feed himself in the Word of God.
再解释一下，如果一个人老是在思想老是在忧虑这个今生的事情，那么他的心思都被这些事给占住了，那他就不会有时间祷告，也不会有时间把用神的话来预言了。
You see, we spend so much time worrying about our health, about our family.Health or a family conflict or a work situation that we fail to give any time to God.
也许我们在生活中，我们会花很多的时间在为我们的健康忧虑，和我们家庭，我们家庭也许会争吵忧虑，对我们的工作忧虑，那么我们就不会神。
Jesus tells us that our misery can get in a way of our ministry.
那么我们啊劳苦呢，就会使得我们的事工呢得到损害。
However, Jesus also mentioned that good things such as riches and pleasures in life can just as be distracting to us.
耶稣呢也告诉我们，就是尽管有些我们觉得可能是好东西，钱财、宴乐，但是他也会把我们从神面前带走。
Being rich and wanting to enjoy life is not a sin, first and foremost, okay?
我先告诉你，如果你很富有，或者你愿意享受今生，这本身不是一个罪。
But it can become one when it is elevated above God.
但是呢，如果你把这个钱财这个享受今生放的比神的位置还高的话，那它就是一个罪。
It can blind us from seeing the big picture in God.
它就把我们看神这个大图画，我们的眼睛给挡住了。
And if you don't believe me, just read the story of the rich young ruler.
如果你不相信我的话，你在圣经中你可以看到那个年轻富有的少年官。
This rich young ruler can never enter the kingdom of God because he wants to hold on to his wealth more than he wants Jesus.
这个富有的少年官他不可能进入天国，为什么呢？他总是想着他自己在世上的钱财。
And Jesus clearly wants us that our spiritual life can never grow to maturity because of this misplaced priorities in life.
耶稣呢，很清楚要告诉我们，我们在生命中的哪是个主要的，应该很清楚，不要为这个钱财使得我们不能进天国。
And this is increasingly more evident in the world we live in today because we're becoming more and more insecure in life. That's why we worry about everything. And we're becoming more materialistic. That's why we seek riches to fill our needs. And we're also becoming a more and more lonely society. And that's why we try to find different experiences and pleasures in life to fulfill it.
那么我们在今生这个世界我们都是越来越追求物质，然后呢我们呢在生活中呢也没有安全感，所以我们所追求呢经常会是钱财，但是呢这些都会使得我们远离神。
Now again we have to ask ourselves, are these distractions choking your spiritual growth?
那么这些事情是不是使得你灵命的增长很缓慢，不得增长呢？
Finally, we come to a fourth soil.
那么最后呢，我们到第四种土来。
Finally, in verse 8, Jesus said, And some fell into good soil and grew and yielded a hundredfold. Jesus goes on to explain this in verse 15, and he said, As for that in the good soil, they are those who hearing the word hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience.
那么最后呢，在第八节耶稣说了，又有落在好土里，生长起来结实百倍。耶稣呢在第十一节又再重新解释一遍，说那落在好土里的，就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心中，并且忍耐的结实。
Now this is the kind of soil that will produce a great harvest of fruit, because it is unlike the hardened soil that the birds can snatch away the seeds, or the rocky soil that produces no roots, or even the soil among the thorns that would choke the seed.
这个好土地，这个土地能够结丰盛的果子，它不像那个硬的土地，那个鸟们来吃掉了，也不像那个石头的土地那里不会生根，也不像那个有荆棘的土地，你荆棘长起来把你那个好的庄稼给挤住了。
And this is the best kind of soil because it represents the heart that is good and fruitful.
这是最好的土地，因为它代表了那个心是善良的心，是结果实的心。
Consider what Jesus said about this heart. It is a heart that holds on to God's word by reading and believing what it says about our sins and what Jesus did on the cross for us.
那么再想回想一下耶稣怎么对这个说的，这个心呢，就是人持守着神的道，常听常讲，然后呢 我们也记住耶稣在十字架上为我们所成就。
This heart hears the truth of the gospel and lives in obedience to it because it desires to grow and mature.
这个心呢，听见了福音的真实，也愿意顺服，因为他想成长，也想成熟。
Such a heart knows how to produce good fruit of the Spirit, which is, as Galatians 5:22-23 describes, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
这样的心呢，知道怎么样才能结圣灵的果实。那么圣灵果实就是在加拉太五章二十二节、二十三节所说的。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
You think about what Jesus is saying to his disciples as he explains this parable. He says that there are all kinds of people who follow me, and ultimately, you can tell who is genuine and who is not.
那么再回想耶稣在跟他的门徒们讲这个比喻的时候，实际上在说。会有很多的人跟随耶稣，但是最后你能够知道，你能够讲出来谁是真正的跟随者，谁不是。
The one who is a genuine believer and follower of Christ is the one who obeys and follows His commands.
那么真正的信耶稣的、跟随耶稣的，就是那些能够遵守他的话语的人。
If you don't believe me, I will give you some passages from John, and as I read it out, I hope that it clears it up for you.
如果你还不信我的话，那我就读约翰福音的一些经文。那么在读这些时候呢，使得你能够清楚。
Let me read to you from John 8:31. It says, "If you abide in my word." You are truly my disciples.
在约翰福音八章三十一节，耶稣这么说。耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。”
John 13:35 says, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
在约翰福音十三章三十五节，耶稣这么说。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
Luke 14:33 says, "So therefore, any of you who does not renounce all that he has, cannot be my disciple."
那么在路加福音十四章三十三节就这么说的。这样，你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
This is what is at stake here, and this is what is required.
这就是对我们的要求。
But this is also what a good heart will continue to do.
一个好的心也就会继续的这么做下去。
And as such, it's an encouragement for us to keep sharing God's word and not to worry about whether the person will accept or believe, because ultimately it is God's responsibility.
这样对我们也是一个鼓励。我们应当继续分享神的话语。而不应该忧虑关于那个人究竟是接受还是不接受，信还是不信的，因为这是神的责任，神使得这个人信不信。
You know, we have all read from this passage that people may respond differently to the gospel, but know for sure there are those who will listen and believe and come to faith in Christ too.
那么我们读了这段经文，我们知道。人对福音的回应是不一样的，但是我们确实也知道是有这样的人，他们会听神的话语，相信神的话语，也就信服耶稣基督。
Now, when we consider this parable in our own lives, we must also recognize that we are in this parable somewhere. We are in among these four souls somewhere.
我们在回想这段比喻，那么也使得我们每个人在想，我们的心也就是这四种土地的之中之一。
You know, ask some of these questions. Let me ask you some of these questions. How do I respond to God's word when it is preached to me?
我再问你一下，你对神的话语是怎么回应的？
Am I doing anything to help people hear the gospel?
那么我是在帮助别人在啊听福音吗？
Which soul am I?
我是什么样的土地呢？
Or perhaps, what is the real condition of my heart?
我的心又是怎么样的呢？
If you see among these four souls, only one is good.
你们看到在这四种土地里只有一个是好。
The other three, although they are different situations, they are all bad.
那么其他三个尽管他们的啊情况不一样，但都不好。
And Jesus said it very clearly: If you are His true disciple, if you are His follower, you will abide His word by His word.
耶稣很清楚地给我们讲，如果我们真是耶稣的门徒的话，我们就当遵守耶稣的道。
And you will be a Christian that produces fruit.
你也就是个基督徒，那就结果是个基督徒。
So basically, what it means that, how do you know someone who is genuine or not?
那么，再一次讲，你怎么知道谁是啊真的基督徒，还谁不是真的基督徒？
You can almost always tell by his actions.
那你从他的啊行为。
Of course, sometimes people can fake an action.
那也许有人会装模作样。
But over a long run, you can tell whether the person is a genuine believer or not.
但是啊，时间很久了，你就能看出来是真的还是假的。
Just by looking at his actions and what he believes and what he does.
那么你就能通过他的行为，也能够看出他的信心。
And let us all examine ourselves as we look as we.Read this passage on our own.
然后我们呢，每个人呢都审查自己，我们又是什么样的？
Let us pray.
那我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you for speaking to us through this parable.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你从这些话语中想说话。
Lord, we know that we are all weak and sinful people, and we may not always respond in the right manner.
主啊，我们知道我们都是软弱的，我们都是有罪的，我们对你的回应也不见得对。
I pray that Lord you would convict our lives.
主啊，就请你保守我们的心。
Help us to realize, Lord, we need a Savior in our life.
让我们知道我们的生命中需要一位主。
Not just any Savior.
不是一个神，任何的一个救世主。
But one who is God Himself.
是。神就是神的自己。
Only God can save us.
只有神才能拯救我们。
Help us to realize this, Lord, as we hear your words, as we read your word.
主啊，就求你让我们记住这句话，不管我们在读你的话的时候，还是跟人分享。
Lord, change our hearts and soften our hearts.
主啊，就求你改变我们的心，让我们的心软化。
And I pray that the words may continue to abide in our hearts each day.
就求你的道常在我们心中。
So that we may know how to live on this earth.
我们才知道在这个世上如何存活。
I pray for even those who have not given their lives to you, Lord.
主啊，也许我们中间还有人没有把生命献给你。
I pray that God, you would convict their hearts too, Lord.
主啊，也就求你变了。
Convict their hearts of sin, Lord.
让他们认识到他们的罪犯。
Of pride.
让他们的啊骄傲。
Because when you saved us, Lord, you made us realize our pride and our sin.
主啊，在你拯救我们的时候，你就让我们认识到我们都是一群骄傲的人。
And I pray that God, you would continue to be with each and every one of us, continue reminding us.Your word.
主啊，就请你常与我们在一起，让我们能够在你话语中感应。
I thank you, and I commit all this in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们感谢你，把一切交在你的手中。
Amen.
Amen.